This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Veronica Garcia is the former Secretary of Public Education under Bill Richardson and is now the superintendent of the Santa Fe School District. Christopher Ruzkowski is now the Secretary of Public Education in the waning days of Susana Martinez's second term, and recently said that because 56% of Santa Fe schools got D or F grades, it was time to look to the superintendent for accountability. They don't get along well. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Now, the president of the Santa Fe Board of Education, Steve Carrillo, and Superintendent Garcia seem to be spitting at one another. Garcia just got overwhelmingly good marks from the board and an extension of another year on her contract. But Carrillo said in a recent board meeting that the board and the public need to hold Garcia responsible for improving performance and scores, and that it should be done in public. Carrillo says they, despite the spat, have a good working relationship and these issues should be public. More after this. Carrillo said about the exchange that he's 100% in support of Garcia, but he wants folks to know that it's all right for there to be disagreement and discussion in public. Garcia, for her part, didn't take the exchange quite so blithely, saying, quote, "It created a discord publicly between the president and I, which I do not feel existed before, which is unfortunate," end quote. Earlier, when Ruzkowski made the statement about Santa Fe schools being in crisis, Garcia responded, saying it was irresponsible to trash the Santa Fe schools and not note the progress they've made in performance. Garcia says that Ruzkowski is engaged in, quote, warfare, end quote, because she was a key witness in the case and ended up saying the state wasn't putting enough money into education. While the students haven't made huge advances in test scores, they are incrementally improving in reading and math, and Garcia says that proves their efforts are beginning to pay off. Even with the improvements, only 29% of Santa Fe students are proficient in reading, and just under 18% in math. Statewide statistics are nothing to write home about, 31% proficiency in reading and a mere 22% in math. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
When discussing the improvements, minuscule as they are, Carrillo said, quote, "If we move proficiency rates at 1.5% or 2% a year, that's great. But I'm going to be dead by the time we're at 40%, and that's not okay with me," end quote. When one considers that the entire state's education system is in crisis, ranked as, if not the worst, the second to the worst in the country, something drastic needs to be done. New Mexico cannot thrive unless it has an educated populace. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.